He's leaning right now. In a rather rural culture around this. That's where I'd really like to be. In that area. Just to relax and take it easy. Wouldn't it be good to record the programme outside? In the middle of the century. And that would be my aim. That would be where I want to take the Bogus Man experience. To have the studio set up beside a babbling brook in the middle of nowhere. But then we'd have to have a generator, wouldn't we, Bogus Man? And that would make a horrible noise. Ah, yes. Well, unless we could run the whole lot off a battery. Perhaps we could. And you never know. You'll have to do the Euro Millions. Although I see the tickets scattered all over the pavement, along with the scratch cards. So I've not really yet been tempted to go down that route. Although I noticed that there is a health lottery. With a top prize that wouldn't even buy this very modest house where I'm talking to you from. And they say, oh, it's only cost the town. Yeah, what's the top prize? Something that ain't a lot of money. I don't do any of it anyway, but I've seen a health lottery card around with the Camelot scratch cards and the Euro Millions. So. It's a mugs game, isn't it, really? I would say so. Along with the casino. But I don't know, really. I'm glad that I don't have the means to avail myself. But, I think it's a bit addictive to that, I think, in the early hours of the morning. You can tell that I'm still around, flicking through. The TV is your only friend, Bogus Man. You are transmitting that listener. Well, outside, I do all the things that mostly it's been real now. That people make something on it, I dare say. Anyway, let's go back, way, way back in time now. And I can remember the first, I was actually, you know, it may not be of interest to you, this, but of course we had the Total Recall track from the sound. We've not yet been able to do anything with the other leitmotif we had, which was car, so Total Recall, memory, what was it that Marcel Proust said, persistence of memory, and I'm not clever enough to give you the French translation of that, but I remember being on the air in New Orleans Court at the start of 1986, or as we moved from 1985 into 1986, and I bet not many other people can recall the first person I see in AD 1986, but strangely enough, I have it here. And, I'm going to put it on for you now with all the crackles and the cue burn on the beginning, and you'll love it. A lesser known Dave King and the almost famous radio presenter, but he has struck something on the record, and I knew what he meant. He was talking naturally about people who might put a pair of hobnailed boots on and then jump up and down on the vinyl till it's cracked. It was about things would be a little bit too quick with the microphone. Before the record was finished, and it is rather irritating that does happen a lot. It's not on the verge of experience, but there are lots of other things that will get you through and they'll leave it there. Graham Bonnick and Knight, working out a little bit. We had another rock record today, not too sure. What we haven't had is Kevin Ames. I know that I played this track on the not the final program, but the penultimate program, the last program that I did. Because of the antiquated format that you use here, it just got cut through. It won't do it this time. So it irritated me as a listener, because what you've got to remember is that I'm not just a program maker, I'm also a listener. So you get a rather bizarre, surreal situation that you might find if you were in an ordinary occasion observing the Magritte exhibition. But all the first of anyway, when the record cuts off halfway through, it won't be its this time. What is AO?